are going to begin now with a RIFID. Just to review very briefly the RIF. The RIF had asserted that Rabbi Elazar Shita of Eide Mesira Karte is Lav Dafka Eide Mesira, but you could have even Eide Chasima. And the RIF has fundamentally two proofs, one of which is from Rav's position. Rav, who believes that Ksav Sofer Eid is possible, and on the one hand. On the other hand, he paskins like Rav Elazar that Eide Chasima Karte. So the RIF, assuming that Rav Elazar is not disagreeing with the Tanakhama and the Mishnah, but the Tanakhama is dealing with a situation where there are no Eide Mesira, and Rabbi Elazar agrees with those cases, that Kosav Bissav Yodarin Alav Eidemor Yesh Bozman Aval Einbo Ela Eid Echad. So Rav Elazar believes that those would also be possible, but not, in Avlad Manzer. So Rav Elazar, if the Tanakhama is talking that without Eide Mesira, the assumption is that Rav Elazar is saying, well, if you had Eide Mesira, it would be fine, but without Eide Mesira, then you're stuck with those particular challenges, the first part of the Mishnah. And the implication of the first part of the Mishnah then is that if instead of having one Eid on it, you had two Eidim on it, so it would have been fine, even though there are no Eidim is zero. So the Rif says, you see, and he knows that because Rav says that Ksav Sofer of Eid is kosher, is possible, and yet he paskins like Rav Elazar. So obviously, the fact that Rav is even talking about Ksav Sofer Eid must be a case where there are no Eide Mesira. Otherwise, if a get is good with Eide Mesira and no Eide Chasima, Kal v'chomer it's good with Eide Mesira and one Eide Chasima. Why would that be worse? And then the Rif has a second proof. His second proof is that if admission in the fourth parak of Gittin says that Eina Eidim Chosim al Get al Netikon HaOlam, and the Gemara explains that sometimes the Eide Mesira die, sometimes they go to the Medina Sayam, and the way the woman can get married, the way that we know that she's divorced, is she can point to the Eide Chasima. So the Rif says, I don't understand. If, in fact, you need Eide Mesira and Eide Chasima are insufficient, so how would that be good? Because the Eide Chasima on the get don't testify that the get was given. They testify that the get was written with the husband's permission. You can write the get. I don't remember if the Rif adds to Snakuda, but the other Rishonim do. You can write the get without the wife present. The Eidim have no idea whether the husband gives the get to the wife. The husband can write the get for Medina Sayyam. He has no idea whether the get reaches the wife. So if that's the case, the Rif says, obviously it must be that if the woman is holding the get and they're Eide Chasima, and if Eide Chasima Karta, you don't need Eide Mesira. Now, the Rif himself says that L'chatchila, you're supposed to have Eide Mesira, although it seems really L'chatchila, you're supposed to have both. Now, because each one fills in a potential gap. Eide Mesira fills in the gap if you're not able to be mekayim the chasimos ha'edim, and the Eide Chasima fill in if the Eide Mesira die or the Gildan Dina Sayam, so you have basically a belt and suspenders. That's the position of the Rif, and in the conclusion he quotes the Shita of the Gaon, which is to say that the Mishnah is a case where there are Eide Mesira, and nonetheless it's possible with Eid Echad because it's Kemizuyah B'Tocha, and the Rif thinks it's wrong obviously, but he quotes it anyway to be featured tonight. Anyway, at least to spill a tiny piece of preview. I mean, I can't keep you in total suspense. Shimmy's just, he's on Shpilkas the whole day. So, anyway, that's what the Rif says. And now I want to take a look at the Baal HaMor first. The people, I assume some of you got to the Baal HaMor? Okay, so the Baal HaMor first, because the Baal HaMor is going to present... is the prosecutor here, and then the Ravid and the Rabban are each going to present the defense. Now note by the way, this is not unusual. The Baal HaMor, here he's quoting the Rif's Talmud Rabbeinu Ephraim, but he has his own rayas. It is not uncommon for the Baal HaMor to wind up with Toras Ashkenaz. I don't know why that is, but it's a fair number of times where he finds him aligning with Rashi, the Baal HaTosfos. I think we've seen some earlier this year, where the Ramban just like totally dumps on the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor Shita is the Shita of the Baal HaTosfos. So anyway, so let's begin first with the Baal HaMor. Now, Yoni, may I please ask you to do the honors. And the Baal HaMor, one of the things I'll just tell you in advance, like a couple of you asked me, and probably the rest of you were thinking about it, did you see the Ravid yet? Yeah? No. Okay. So then they won't be troubled. The Ravid is going to dismiss the Baal HaMor's own Raya. He pushes off Rabbeinu Ephraim. He accepts half, the flex half, and then he just says there's no defense, no tekuma, to the Baal HaMor's questions on the Rif Dilim problems. We have no idea what he's talking about, meaning we don't know which questions the Baal HaMor he's talking about, because what he seems to be referring to is something the Baal HaMor doesn't address at all. If anything, it's in Rabbeinu Ephraim's. But let's start with the Baal HaMor, because he's going to quote Rabbeinu Ephraim. I don't know how we have Rabbeinu Ephraim originally. The Baal HaMor has his citation. The Ramban quotes and tells you that he's quoting. How they have it, I don't exactly know. But in other words, how is it preserved? I have no clue. Any idea? So that's like an Otsar Gona, basically. Yeah. So that doesn't. So I don't know how it is that his. You know, this is not the only place that Rabbeinu Ephraim. I think, by the way, in Purim, I think it's that's Rabbeinu Ephraim that the Meiri quotes, who says that it's a Maisa Listor. So he appears other places also, being in conjunction with the Rif. But I don't know how we have his material preserved other than through the Baal HaMor and the various discussions. Go ahead.
Because of Rabbi being friends, Hadam Amaran, let me stop it. For Rabbana, the Amrei, Kata Shikhtav Yadavin Rafidim Pasol, who, Vafil Masula Bikmina Aitim, Kapasla, Hayo Dika Bintan Kama Rabbi Raza, the Eno Rabbi.
That's a priest. He says that the Rabbanan who say, Kasar b'chsev d'lam eidim is pasul, it doesn't matter if you have eidim asira. Why? Because the difference between Tana Kama and Rabbi Lazar is the Tana Kama sabar. Right. Now he says, look, according to Tana Kama, it doesn't matter if you've Eidim. Eidim is Sira, don't help you. Obviously, what the Rif said for Rabbi Elazar is correct. Rabbi Elazar's position is clear. If it's good with Eidim is Sira and no Eidim Chasima, it's certainly going to be good with Eidim is Sira and one Eid Chasima. That point of the Rif, the logic is not what he disputes. The question is, what is the sheet of the Tana Kama? So Rabbi Elazar for sure would say, all three cases in the Resha, there are no Eidim is Sira, and that's why it would be possible by the Eved. But if you had Eidim Masira, forget the Zman one. The Zman one that we would say is also possible, even with Eidim Masira. But the other two, the Kasab El Saviado and Yeshal Aved Echad, so there, of course, Rabbi Lasser would say if you had Eidim Masira, it's Kasher. There's no question about it. That point he doesn't dispute. But his point is that for the Tanakama, even if you have Eidim Masira, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't help you. Go ahead. Well, the Tanakama. Took a while to get there, but the point is that it's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Meir holds Eidei Chasima Karte, Eidei Mesira Lo Malav Lo Morid, according to most understandings of Rabbi Meir, even according to Rabbi Nutam. Rabbi Nutam does require, what does Rabbi Nutam does not require Eidei Mesira? What does he require? I'm being mean, Ephraim. Let's see how good he is here. What does Rabbi Nutam require? He does not require Eidei Mesira. According to Rabbi Meir, he requires Eidim at the Mesira. You understood? What's the difference? What's the difference, Ephraim?
They're not functioning in the crucial sense that the Lazar would have them functioning, but they have to be there to witness the fact that there was a Mesira so that you know that the Darsha Erva occurred.
That is Darsha Erva, Chosh Mishnayim. You need a raya that they got divorced. It's not that the Eidei Mesira occurred to you, but you need evidence that they got divorced. So I would say, if I had to argue that the difference would be between Eidei Mesira Karte and Rabbi Nutam saying that according to Rabbi Meir, you need Eidim to witness it, so is that according to Rabbi Nutam, if you had a video of it, that should qualify, that should be like an anansa de me Eidim, then he handed the get. But if you hold like Rabbi Lazar, it doesn't do you any good because you need Eidei Mesira Karsi at the time you give the get. So you need Eidos then. It's not so that we will know that she's divorced. They also fulfill that function. According to Rabbi Nutam,
Rabbi Lozen would say that the Edom Asira fill two functions. Number one is they make the get happen. Number two, they let us know that the get happened, so the woman, we can believe that the woman is free to remarry. Whereas according to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Natan would say is that the Edom Asira do not make the get, divorce happen. What the Edom Asira do, what the Edom Hasima plus the Mesira for Rabbi Natan makes the get bichal, but that doesn't do us any good if we don't know that the get was chal. The only way we know that the get was chal is that we have eidim that it was given over. So that's the difference between, that's why I said Rabbi Natan does not require eidim mesira, but he requires eidim on the mesira. Shimi, you satisfied now? Okay, fine. Continue. Hilkach. Right. Now, the Shemuna is when Rav, it should be Rav, according to the Rabbanan, is talking about even the son of an Edom. And that's when Rav says that Ksav Sofer of Eid is Pasul and Pasul Lagamre. In other words, not our Mishnah. When Rav says that, he's saying, according to the Rabbanan of the Tanakhama, it would be Pasul even if there were Edom Mesira. In other words, afilu shen the son of the Edom kamar ki the isa l'rabbanan. But, go ahead. In other words, Rav doesn't hold that way. He's just explaining what the Tanakhama Shita is. Ela, he holds. So this is a side point. I don't know why they bring this in. You don't even like this either, Ephraim, huh? Yeah. It's just as an aside, that Rabbi Lozer, Machshir, if you have Edom Mesira, cases 1 and case 3 in the Mishnah, not case 2. Because having Edom Mesira doesn't help you with the Zman. Okay. The Shamin and the Be'im Bo Zman. But... because that's what ultimately the maskana of the Gemara is. Not Rav. Rav depended whether she had children or not, but I think according to his Levi, who said, Nises Lotetze, so Lotinase Lachatila. The get is possible, the blood is kosher, because if she gets remarried, she doesn't have to get divorced. Yeah, so this is the real point. So why is he, why does he interject with this piece in between? I wonder if it has... There are two possibilities. Either it helps him prove something, but it doesn't sound like that for the last part. Or he was writing on not primarily his own Hasagas Tadim, but he's writing about the Mishnah, and so he explains, by the way, the second case Rabbi Lazar would agree with. Yes, Yoni. Was what? Yeah. Well, no, he's not driven by the Mishnah. He's driven by the fact that the Gemara throughout Shas never says, he doesn't think it makes sense. He thinks that Remeir holds Eidi Chasima Karti, and not Eidi Mesira, so Rabbi Lazar holds Eidi Mesira Karti, not Eidi Chasima. It also never says anywhere in Shas, Af Eidi Mesira Karti, according to Rabbi Lazar. So then the question is, how do you read the Mishnah? Well, the answer is you don't have to read the Mishnah like the Rish. You can read the Mishnah otherwise. You can read that the first part of the Mishnah is Shitas Chachamim. It doesn't matter how many Eidi Mesira you have. The Gitan are going to be Psulim, Bavlad is Kosher, etc. And Rav, when he comments that according to the third case of the Mishnah is not Ksav Sofer V'Eid, but it's Ksav Yodo, Shelbal, and Eid Echad, but that's still not enough L'chatchila. The reason why Rav is doing it is he's explaining, Aliba the Rabbanon, Eid Echasim Akarti Ksav Sofer V'Eid would be possible, Lagamre. He sees, I think it's a simpler read, not in our Mishnah. It's a simpler read in the broader Shas picture. Well, no, because I think that the Rif's, the Ramban is going to point out that the Rif's reading is a better, the Ramban is going to argue that the Rif's reading is a much better reading than that of Rabbeinu Ephraim or the Ravid, because if Rav said Ksav Sofer V'Eid, Ksav Yodo V'Eid Shaninu, the Gemara said it said, excuse me, Rav, excuse me, don't you hold like Rav Lazar? So why, what difference does it make? It should be Kasher anyway, V'Eid Mesira. So why did the Gemara ask that? The answer is because the Gemara knew that the ratio of the Mishnah was without Eid Mesira.
Even Rabbi Elazar agreed because it's afe de misira karti, and even Rab therefore agrees because Rab paskins like Rabbi Elazar. And since there's no ede misira, you're relying upon the ede chasima, and Rab is saying ksav sof of eid is not acceptable. It's not even good b'di'evet because of whatever his concern is. So I think arguably the Rif's reading is a better reading. The Ramban says if the Gemara should have asked the kasha, at the very least, then say no. Rav holds like Rav Laza personally, but he's explaining Alibi the Rabbanim. The Gemara does this all for Shas. So I'm not sure that it's a stretch to say Ravina Ephraim's reading is better than the Mishnah, but the absence of af, the af throughout, and maybe, you know, and sort of the logical symmetry are his reasons that motivate him. Okay. Ryan, yes. Well, according to the Rif, that Rav Elazar agrees with everything, you're saying he's no need to comment. But for him, where the Yesh Alav Edom Ein Bo Zman, he should presumably it's no different for him. You know, and if they're Edom Misira, even more so. Okay, I hear. Good. So that may be why he brings this in. He doesn't formulate it so cleanly, but okay. Good. Continue. The Kamar Rabbi Elazar. Can I read that better? Af ede misira karte mi boile. And it should have said af. So there's the logical symmetry. You take your pick. You come into the story, you got to choose. You want to be the Edi Chasima team, you want to be the Edi Misira team. None of this, wishy washy. Okay, Vahada Amar Blazar. So you might have said, based upon the Gemara says, Zimun Demaisi Ede Mesira, the Hochul Nesayam, the Abraham said, just have Ede Chasima. It doesn't mean that there were no Ede Mesira. Yeah, of course it requires Ede Mesira. Ella. So this is where the Ramban goes after Rabbeinu Ephraim, as does the Ravid. Rabbeinu Ephraim is claiming that the reason why, the question is, how do the Ede Chasima work? If you need it's according to the Rif, we understand, you pick from the menu, you choose at the buffet, which do you want, Ede Chasima, Ede Mesira, you choose. So therefore, I understand, if you say that Ede Chasima work also to make the get a get, provided that it's given to the wife. So the woman's holding the get, which is kind of at a non-sadeh that the get was given to her. And they're Ede Chasima, who are karti, and therefore the get is a good get. But if you hold, like Rabbeinu Ephraim, that Ede Chasima not karti at all, so how would the Ede Chasima help you at all? So he's about to explain how they help you, but he's basically assuming, he says, that if the woman is given the get, we assume that they're Ede Mesira, because everybody knows that you need Ede Mesira. Everybody knows that. So he says, then why bother with the Ede Chasima? Go ahead. The Chitema. So a second. So he has a... so you have a kasha against Rabbeinu Ephraim. If this is the case, why bother with Ede Chasima at all? If the woman has the get, and we assume that people are knowledgeable and they know that you need Ede Mesira, so why do I need to actually have... What does Ede Chasima accomplish for me? Even without Ede Chasima, I would say, may the Yadi, that a get doesn't work if you don't do Mesira. And therefore, obviously, he gave it in front of Ede Mesira, she's holding the get, move on. So he says... So
So here's the problem. The problem is you have a get with no signatures on it. And the woman is holding the get and said, my husband gave it to me. And the husband comes along and says, what are you talking about? I never wrote a get. You just wrote that thing. The woman, it's a great system. It's a solution to the Aguna problem. I have lots of joking solutions to the Aguna problems. Just tell the woman to write her own get. And I mean, you could still have it. Shugayim, who would do it? So it's a woman to write a get, two Adam will sign on it. And then, you know, we'll just say, well, obviously, you gave your wife a get. That would not be a good idea. But here she doesn't need to aid in to help her in our conspiracy. She'll just write to get herself and say, see, he gave me a get. Where are the Eidim Asira? They died. Where are the Chasimah? I don't need the Chasimah. It's only because they could Olam. But obviously, every man, every firm Jewish man knows that you need to get a get over in front of Eidim Masira. So, and I'm holding the get, so obviously. So Rabbi Farb says, no, he'll challenge whether the get was actually written proper, was written, authorized by him. He can't do that if they're Eidim Chasimah. The Eidei Chasima don't prove that the get was given over. The Eidei Chasima proved that the husband was mitzvah to write the get. So Rabbeinu Ephraim would say, once the other husband is mitzvah to write the get, and the woman is holding the get, everybody knows that they're Eidei Mesira. Because everybody knows you need Eidei Mesira. Now, of course, there's a very good response which the Ramban gives is, what if the husband says, I did learn Gittin and Mitzvah Gittin Yeshiva. I wasn't there. I was on a leave of absence. I was busy fundraising for the yeshiva. I missed that. So yeah, I was still in the assembly. What's happened to the Smedrash? I got so enthusiastic that I totally missed it. So he says, what if he says, I wasn't barking on Eidei Mesira. I never gave it over in front of Eidei Mesira. In fact, I wanted to divorce my wife, but I failed. It was an epic fail. I didn't know. I missed that day. Remember, the husband, we're worried about a get not being the shema. We're worried about to get the neshma, where as Ramban says, you'll see it. Stam safrei the dayani are bekiim, they know, but stam husbands know and the wives know that eidim is you need eidim isir for the get. When you hand over a shtar for other stuff, you write shtar for selling a field. You need eidim isira? No, you don't need eidim isira. We assume that. Maybe we could dispute that point. So why does everybody assume that you need eidim isira? Says who? So what if the husband comes and says, just as he can challenge a star without signatures, he can come and say, I don't know. Ephraim, you say something or not?
There's only a catch that, you know, according to the way that we split the sack, each Hannah, which she tells us now, is now first. In the puzzle she tells us that, he holds that you use the Yisira, Bein Malon, Bein Gittin, everyone knows because everyone's always using it.
I don't think so. I understand what you're saying. I don't know what Rabbeinu... You're saying the Ramban and asking the Kash is assuming that, of course, everybody hands over to Shtrei Mamonos. No, but you're it's irrelevant. Because the bottom line is that it doesn't... Okay, we'll talk about this when we get to the Ramban. I'm sorry that I spilled the beans before. Okay, so he says that, continue. So, Hainu to come around, the Imaisi Eide Mesira, Asi Bala Ma'ira, Umay Ma'ira, go ahead. Yeah, she forged it. Avo. It's kind of a funny formulation, but bottom line is that if he challenged says Mizuya from Makaimi, then he loses. We don't believe him anymore that the shtar was forged. So that's why you need Eide Chasima to prevent his taina of Mizuya. Mesira, you don't need to worry about a taina. I didn't go over in front of Eide Mesira, because everybody knows you gave it over in front of Eide Mesira. Okay. Yeah, they refer to him as Harav Hazeh. You know why they refer to him as Harav Hazeh? because harav is the riff. So you need to refer to nifnei. So divrei harav hazeh, this rabbi.
Okay. So bottom line is, if you what? Say that again. No. He's saying Nirin Divrei Harav has an SL. The Balmor says he thinks that Rabbi Infran is correct. My Divrei Harav has a or Nirin. Okay, the Af. Now the Balmor has got to get in on the fun. He's got to pile on. Okay, in the NFL it's a 15-yard penalty, but not in comes to Lundus. Sorry, just slipped out. You know that great American, that great all-American episode of our sports. Go ahead. Okay. The problem is there's nobody here who knows, even. Is there anybody who has ideas here? Anybody? Only Daniel. He's not here. Okay. It's Rabbi Kanner Fogel used to, apparently, its turn. And he gave him a shalom on the Baliatosis. He compared them to, I don't know, my wife would tell me, to like players on the Yankees or something like that. And it was obviously totally wasted on his class. Go ahead. So the Balmor piles on. Af on Yeshlan Allah Shaval Rizal. In other words, the assumption is in that case that there were Eidei Chasima. Right now, we don't have Eidei Mesira. That's very clear. We don't. If there were Eidei Mesira, we don't have them. All we have are the Shnei Shtaros. So you have Eidei Chasima. So if there were no Eidei Chasima, then none of them, neither of them can claim the field.
Two people pull out Shtaros. If it's not Ksavi of the Shabal, and the Shtaros have no Chasimas in them, Shnei Shtaros Eitzir and Echad, the basin takes them and deposits them in the shredder. Because there's no, these you can't, neither one can take the field with these. So they're Eidei Chasima. So how is Shmuel's position different than Rav's position? They're both holding, in this case, Eidei Chasima Karte, if the riff is correct. That's
an important question too. What if you have Eidei Chasima? What do Eidei Mesira accomplish? In other words, if Eidei Chasima Karti for Rabbi Lazar is the same as Eidei Chasima Karti for Rabbi Meir, it's just that Rabbi Lazar holds off Eidei Mesira Karti. Meaning, if you didn't have the Eidei Chasima, so it's not clear why the din should be different at all. Even if you had that, even if there were Eidim to the Mesira, it shouldn't. At least right now, the Baal Mor is assuming it shouldn't matter. That's what the Ramban and the Ran will both talk about, why it might matter.
Well, couldn't he say that it does matter, that just the case we're talking about is when there's like Eidei Chasima?
No, that case in the Gemara cannot be no Eidei Chasima, because in the case in the Gemara, we have no idea who gave...
There are Eidei Chasima, no Eidei Mesira.
No Eidei Mesira, yes. Yeah. That is the case in the Gemara, the Pashtus.
My question is just...
Well, I shouldn't say that. We don't know whether they're Eidei Mesira. Yeah.
So my question was just, if there are Eidei Mesira, then... Okay, so Shmuel would change the side.
No. If there were...
There would be no need for...
Oh, you mean it would be Shuda, you just give it to whoever's given first.
I guess, or there would be
Stuff. Well, that's the whole point. In other words, you give it to whoever's given to first, correct. Correct. Now, there are three possibilities in the case. One is that we have the Eidei Mesira. Two is that we're Eidei Mesira, but we don't have them. And three is that we're no Eidei Mesira. But either way, it is definitely not possibility one. You're correct. If we had possibility one, presumably according to the Gemara, as it presents it, everybody might agree this. I would say everybody does agree. I don't think anybody disagrees. The question is, how do you get there? If you have Eidei Chasima and Eidei Mesira, so Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Baal Mor would say, well, of course, you just go who was given to first, because Eidei Mesira Karte and only Eidei Mesira Karte. And the Ramban, for the Rif, is going to have to say, even though Av Eidei Mesira Karte, and even though the Eidei Chasima should work, something is different about this. But we don't know for sure in the Gemara. All we know is that we don't know that there were Eidei Mesira. There might have been Eidei Mesira, might not have been Eidei Mesira. We don't have them. So in those circumstances, that's where the Baal Hamor is asking against the Rif. Doesn't that prove that Eidei Chasima have zero effect? And we're assuming that there were Eidei Mesira. We just don't know what they're going to tell us, and therefore you do Shuda. And the Eidei Mesira are not coming. So we do a Shuda. In fact... Yeah.
Okay, continue. So that is a good kasha. Now, the Ramban is going to answer one way. The Ran, in an unbelievable answer, did you see the Ran's answer, by the way? Right? A while ago.
Yeah,
I think it is extremely sharp. I think it's too clever by a half. I think he points out why it really doesn't read. It does so many nice things in readings of Gemaras, it's just very difficult to read it in the Gemara Ksubas Tadidalet. Conceptually, it answers the Gemara beautifully, but it undermines the whole point of the Gemara. So, you know. Okay, we'll get there. It's going to be a while, as you might imagine. Okay. Go ahead. Yeah, in other words, the Mishnah is going to say that if you have two men, that the separate problem the Gemara raises is how they can divorce their wives since their names are identical. But if you have two men with the same name, so you have Yaakov and Yaakov, and you have two women with the same name, Rachel and Rachel, and Yaakov wants to divorce Rachel, and Yaakov wants to divorce Rachel, so they go to the sofer, and each sofer writes them again about Yaakov divorcing Rachel, and then the two shluchim, or two ba'alim, bump into each other on the way, they drop their two gittin, and now they're not sure whose get is which get. Right? It doesn't work like if you know the famous Reese's peanut butter commercial, how it was discovered. Where two guys accidentally bump into each other and they're chalking the peanut butter mix. It doesn't work that way with gittin. So these gittin still remain separate entities, and somebody's got to give their wife, they got to give their wife the right get. The problem is the two gittin are identical. So what are you going to do here? As an aside, I discovered this morning the person who, someone in my shul, I don't know if anybody's the only person I know, he happened to daven at my minyan this morning. He usually doesn't. That was a later minyan. And I know he puts in Rabbeinu Tam Tzvelin. So I asked him, I said, and I knew this. It's not because I saw it now. I know he puts Rabbeinu Tam Tzvelin. He puts it on towards the end of davening. Today he did it after davening. And I asked him, if someone came along to play a trick in you in Purim and swapped your things, would you be able to tell the difference, which was your Rashi, which is your Rabbeinu Tam Tzvelin? So he pointed out, he explained to me that on the Shorosh, there's a little like hair or feather or something that sticks out between the bottom, and they put it in a different place on the Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. But he said that the Shalyad, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference. I'm not doing anything. But anyway, when it comes to these Gittin, you really can't tell the difference between the two of them. Right? If it's the same sofa wrote it, so it's the same Ksavyad, so there's no way to know which get goes to which husband. So what are you going to do? Now, of course, the simple solution might be go back to the sofa and write new Gittin. But that costs money and time. So they don't want to do that. So what do they do? So the Mishnah says, each husband gives his wife both gittin. And so whichever one is really the get is chal. First husband, Yaakov number one does that. Yaakov number two then does that. And Mimon Shach, you know that Rachel number one got her get, whether it was the first one Yaakov number one gave her or the second one Yaakov number one gave her. And you know the ditto for Rachel number two got her get. So the Gemara says that only makes sense according to Rabbi Meir, because Eide Chasim Akarte. But if you hold like Rav Lazar that Eide Mesira Karte, so then you don't have a Mesira Brewer here. It's not clear, B'Shas Mesira, whether it's a Krisus or not. That was the Gemara's question. It doesn't explain it. The answer of the Gemara is to be shown, as they will point out in response to the Baal Amor, the answer of the Gemara, Abai's answer to Rav Yirmiya said the Mishnah is not like Rav Lazar. Abai says, what are you talking about? Actually tells us, does tell us what Rabbi Yirmiya was thinking, but it's not really what the Baal Amor claims sort of he's thinking. But the Baal Amor says that if Eide Chasim Akarti off also for Rabbi Elazar, who cares that you don't have a Mesir Brura? Why don't you just say that the Mishnah is even Rabbi Elazar, and it's a normal case of a get where you have Eide Chasima? Then it's not really an Ukimta. It's not even an Ukimta to say the Mishnah is talking about a case with Eide Chasima. Because Eide Chasima is the default. I don't mean an exclusion of Eidim Mesira, but the Mishnah says, Eidim Chosim Al-Get, Mitikun Olam. Yeah, but Eidim are Chosim Al-Get. So it's not even much of a Nukimta to say that there were Eide Chasima. So the Baal Amor says, I don't understand. The Eide Chasima, let the Get work the same way for Rabbi Lazar as it works, should work for Rabbi Meir. There are fundamentally two ways to answer that question methodologically. What are the two ways? Assuming you're not going to say it's not Rabbi Elazar. That's Rabbi Yirmiyah's answer, or seemingly. But what are the two ways to say? I think I just had two ways. No, I've forgotten it. Yes, because one is the Gemara's and the other is yes.
You could say that one is the Sira, that's the real Karti.
Oh, okay. Well, you're... Yes, you could say something that Edei Masira. Well, no. I don't like that. I don't know why you said that. No. Somehow you're going to say that even though you have Edei Chasima there, you're on the right track. Let's put it that way. That it's really Edei Masira doing it. Okay, I don't want to go into it right now. It's what the Ran says. The alternative is to say, who says that you need a Masira? Who says? Here's a question. Were there Edom that the woman was given her get? Were there Edom, let's say you have Edom Esira here, is there Edos that the woman was given her get? Not a trick question. I don't think it's a trick question. Shimmy?
Guess?
Never guess. You know, you can lose points for guessing on the SAT. If anybody requires it anymore. Yes, I know. Well, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you read this other. Yes. Yeah, Brian. No. We know that she got her get. We don't know which time it was her get, but we know. Ask, didn't the husband give her her get? The answer is yes. Oh, so you don't know which precise second? Okay, so who cares? Who says you need that? Right? In other words, One point challenges the premise of the question is if Rabbi Lazar holds that if the Rabbi Ephraim's question, Balmor's question is the following: if Rabbi Lazar holds that af Eide Mesira Kartin Eide Chasima work just as well, then why didn't the, oh never mind, I'm mixing two things together. Hold on. Well, no, those are the two ways of. Why didn't the Gemara just say that it works according to Rabbi Elazar because of the Edei Chasima? So one possibility is that even, alright, this it's not coming out clearly in my head. One of the possibilities is that that really it's not, when you have Eide Chasim and Eide Mesira, I'm saying too much, it's not really Eide Chasim Akarti, it's really Eide Mesira Akarti. That's why the Gemara had a question. The other way of understanding it is that the Gemara basically answers the question, that maybe in a Hanami the Gemara could have said that there were Eide Chasima in this case. But the Gemara is going to answer it even by saying, even if there were no Eide Chasima, you're wrong. Something is not holding together in terms of two things addressed in the same issue. Okay, but bottom of the question is, why did the Gemara just say there were Eide Chasima? And that's why the Mishnah works even according to Rabbi Lazar. Why do you want to make the Mishnah not according to Rabbi Lazar? Okay, go ahead. So the Valamar closes by saying, the last three words? Betulomidi. What does Betulomidi mean? Translated into Latin. Exactly. You got it. QED. That's what Betulomidi. The Gemara does have this in Shas. It's a little bit, if I were reading, I thought there was condescending. And there's nothing more to say. Ramban thought there was a lot more to say. So did the Ravid. Well, that's not a surprise, but Betulo Midi, nothing more to say. Beshuv Ein Davar. Okay, others had another opinion. So let's take a look at first the Ravid's Hasagos. Yeah, Ephraim? Question up. On
I don't know which is the right order to read them in. Even did we read the Raivis Hatzaga on the Rif first, or did we read it on? I think we read the one on the Rif first, and it's the better one to read first. So, Nisim. There's no chasms between this year.
Go ahead. I don't know why the Ravid felt the need to write half of it and said, okay, Bechulei. Fine. So he says, the Sabahar Rabzal. Right, so it hinges upon the assumption that when Rav is saying that Ksav Sofer V'Eid is possible, the meaning the Eid Echad case of the Mishnah is possible, he's assuming that there were no Eidei Mesira. And he's medayik, therefore, that if there were two Eidim in that case, it would be kosher, even though there were no Eidei Mesira. So, Amar HaRav Rav Ramzal. You know what a Shkaga requires? Close. A kapara. Okay. I only said that because the Ramban just couldn't resist. Okay. All right. Listen, the way the Ravid writes about the Rif is with great respect. It's not the way the Ravid writes about the Bahamar in the original. So I don't know what the original is, because whatever he's got here is probably neutered. So you got to go back and look at the Kasuv Sham. Right?
He doesn't
write Vina
Frank.
What's that?
I think it's
this is true, but except for the second Hasaga is on the Balmor, not on the frame of Frayim. Did you go back to the Kasuv Sham?
The original,
no. No. All right. I have it at home, actually, so I can go back and see what he wrote. So you know, have I told this? I mentioned this in Shir this semester. When you look at in the Vilna Shas and the newer Oz Vahadar, where they reprinted it just once, they neutered the Baal Hamor, the Ravid's opening statements about the Baal Hamor. In other words, what he wrote originally generally tended to be much nastier and harsher. And I've mentioned that Rav Lichtenstein was once asked about whether or not he thought, when we showed him have sharp words about one another, whether it was rhetorical or whether they felt that way. And what I was told is that he said is that generally he thinks it's rhetorical, with the exception of the Baal Hamor, the Rav and the Baal Hamor, because they were chavrusas when they were younger. And this seems to be a little bit of a personal animus here. He writes, In the censors, I always tell you, the censors missed the passage in Sukkot, in the sugya of Sukkot Tachas Sukkah, because it was in the middle of the passage. It wasn't at the beginning, where usually the Ravid, you know, calls some things like the Baal HaChoshech or things like that. But in the middle, he writes, Olam he says, Klau ze yeh beyadcha, me olam lo hitzliach ze bechidushav. Yeah. I'm not making it up. I promise you, you'll find it in the Vilna Shas. They missed that one that the guys printing it when they were censoring, because it was right in the middle of the paragraph. It wasn't at the beginning. But if you go back to the Kasuv Sham, you know, the Ravid has a lot of good one-liners there, can I say. Including my favorite case where he says that this isn't his, which means he plagiarized it from me when we were younger, and it's wrong. So it's really, it's Shushan Purim stuff, right? So that goes back to what I said earlier. Yeah. So but the Ravid is going to write respectfully about the Rif. But here he calls it a shkaga, and the Ramban will say he doesn't need any kapara. Fine. So mehal leka lamash, go ahead. Okay, so Rav is talking about Aliba the Tanakama, where Eidei Mesira don't help you. He doesn't say yet, but the Tanakama holds Rabbi Meir Shita. So Eidei Chasim Makarti, we don't care. You can have zero Eidei Mesira, one Eidei Mesira, 100 Eidei Mesira. It's not going to change the get whatsoever. The get is going to have to stand on the validity of the signatures, or the quasi-validity of the signatures, not on Eidei Mesira. So when Rav said that Ksav Sofer V'Eid doesn't fly, he was speaking within the Tanakama, where there could be Eidei Mesira, there could not be Eidei Mesira, but it doesn't matter because it has no effect. But it doesn't tell you that according to the Tanakhama, it doesn't tell you, that the Tanakhama is not Rabbi Elazar, is not a Rabbi Elazarnik who says that Ede Misira Karti, Af Ede Misira Karti, and he's talking about a case where there's no Ede Misira and the Ede Echad is not enough to push you over the edge, but two Edim would be? No. So he says, Ula Olam, I don't know if you read it, Olam Afila Ika Kama Ede Misira. Yeah, Rav doesn't hold that way, because Rav holds Ede Misira Karti. Unless for the moment the Rav is conceding to Rabbi Nachman, he doesn't agree with him, but within this proof, Dafke Ede Misira Karti. Dafke Ede Misira Karti. So it doesn't. So the Tanakhama holds Ede Misira Lomala Lomorit, and therefore it all hinges upon the Edim. And Rav is saying that within the Tanakhama, Ksav Sofer Ede doesn't qualify as to Edim. But Rav himself, it's totally irrelevant. We don't care. Ksav Sofer Ede. None of it's relevant, because all that matters is whether there are two, whether there's Edim and Mesiris Haget. Chasam Sofer Eid, Chasam Sofer Eid is all irrelevant to Rav Lemaisa. Rav was just speaking academically according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Okay. And you can't say it's Rav speaking within Rabbi Meir for his own Shita by Shar Staros, because all the Chashashas of Chasam Sofer Eid and Chasam Sofer Eid would be totally irrelevant by any Staros other than Get. Why? Why is there a whole to-do over... What's Rav's basic concern over Ksav Sofer V'Eid, if you had to boil it down to a nutshell? Shimmy?
That the Sofer wasn't supposed to be one of the Edim.
Yeah, the Sofer wasn't supposed to be Edim, how the Tzivri Habal, and so on. This is not really, it could in theory, but it's not really relevant. It's not relevant by Shar Staros. By Shar Staros, there's no machlokas over whether or not, I don't know, is there a machlokas by the Milim and Sunna Shaleach? Probably not. Is that a machlokas Rav and Shmuel about whether Milu Sur? There is a machlokas about that in the second paragraph. So I'm going to track what it's a question. It's not as, oh, but Rav holds, Rav, I think Rav is going to be, does Rav hold there that Matan is not Kaget? Shmuel at the moment says that Matan is Kaget. Do you remember? So I don't know. It could be irrelevant for Rav by Shar Staros. It might be that Milu Sur the Shaliach by Shar Staros. It's hard to imagine these Hashashas were so animating by Gittin, the stakes are high. It's Mamzerus. Like by Gittin, if you hold like Rabbi Yose, Milo Misil Shaleach, you could deal in Mamish with a Get Pasul Daraisa. Not some Chumer the Rabbanon. And so the stakes are really high. The stakes aren't so high by Dinei Mamonos. So the Ravid says, go ahead. The Kol Shekein. Yeah, in other words, again, it's saying Rabbi Ephraim and the Raiva don't disagree with the Rif's premise. They agree that if, according to Rabbi Lazar, Ede Mesira plus one Eid Chasima is better than Ede Mesira alone. And they're both good. Who disagrees with that, by the way? Who disagrees with that premise? The Gaon. Whoever the Gaon that the Rif quotes is disagrees. He says one Eid in a get, it's worse than no Edim in a get. No Edim in a get and Edim Chasima, Edim Misira is great. One Edim in a get is like Mizrif Mitocha. And therefore the Edim Misira don't help you because Mod the Rav Lazar Mizrif Mitocha. So the Rav and Rabbeinu Ephraim agree with the Rif that if they don't hold like the Gaon. They say, of course, Edim Echad is not Mizrif Mitocha, but the Tanakhama doesn't hold like Rav Lazar. The Tanakhama holds Edim Misira Malva Morit, and Rav is only commenting within the Tanakhama, Velelo Svirale. So therefore, you have no proof from the Tanakhama that if there were no Ede Mesira, but there were Ede Chasima, it would work. It's true. It is true for the Tanakhama. If there were no Ede Mesira and there were Ede Chasima, it would work. That's because Ede Mesira do nothing for you, and it all depends upon Ede Chasima. It's because it's Rabbi Meir Shita. So that doesn't tell you anything about what Rabbi Basar holds. Ede Mesira Karati Dafko Af Ede Mesira. You have no idea. You have no idea. Fine. What's that?
The gun ends up functioning almost like a straw man for the rest of reading of Rav. Meaning it implies that if you don't want to use the riff, you have to hold up this Mizrif Mitocha
Kiddush. Well, you're correct that the Gaon fundamentally is reading. What does the Gaon's reading have in common with the riff that not with Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Ravid?
The Rav has to be the halacha.
Correct. That's what they share. No, the Gaon's reading says the Rav is the halacha. So you, the Rif, say, if Rav is lahalacha and he's interpreting the Resha, must be there no Eid Mesira. And Dafka Ksa Sofer Ve'ed is possible. But let's say Chasam Sofer Ve'ed or two Eidim Sherim would be good, because you don't need Eid Mesira if you have Eid Chasima, according to Rabbi Elazar. And the Gaon says, no, that the Resha of the Mishnah is with Eid Mesira. And Rav is speaking lahalacha, because it's like Rabbi Elazar. So then you say, ah, oh, but if no Eid assigned them is good with Eid Mesira, Kavachomer, one Eid, no, it's not a Kavachomer. It's wrong, says the Gaon. One Eid is Mesirah Mitocho. No Eidim is perfectly fine. So in that sense, but according to both the Gaon and the Rif, Rav is lahalacha. It's not Rav is saying, I'll leave it in Tanakhama, but I don't hold that way. Rav is lahalacha. Rav is lahalacha. Rav, both according to the Rif and the Gaon, Rav is saying that Ksav Sofer Ve'ed is not considered Hasimas, proper Hasimas Eidim. According to the Rif, Rav holds the Get is possible because there are no Eidim Mesira and these are not good Eidim Hasima. According to the Gaon, Rav holds the Get is possible because even though there are Eidim Mesira, these are not good Eidim Hasima and they're treated like Mesirah Mitocho and it passes the Get. Whereas the Ravid and Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Baal Amor all say, no. No, Rav is not talking halacha l'maisa. The Tanakhama holds like Rabbi Meir that dafka eidei chasima karte. No one would challenge that within Rabbi Meir. And it doesn't matter whether there are or aren't eidei misiri. We don't care. All he's obsessed with, all he's focused on, is are these eidim kshirim? And Rav says, according to Rabbi Meir, according to Tanakhama, ksav sofer ve'eid are not eidim kshirim on a get. No good. And therefore, there are no eidei chasima. Are there eidim misira? Who cares? So, but Rav is Shalali bin Hilchasa when he's talking there, because Rav himself paskins like Rabbi Elazar. Rav paskins like Rabbi Elazar. Okay. So yes, the Gaon and the Rif agree in a weird way. They agree to disagree. We might say they agree to disagree then. Not the way the phrase usually goes. Go ahead. So is there a question? Okay, go ahead. Okay, so here already he's not writing with as much respect. Ein mamish b'tshuvosav. So we understand, in other words, he's writing himself not here, but I think in the Hasagos on the side later, he's going to attack this point of Rabbeinu Ephraim, explains why he thinks it's wrong. But in the meantime, he says he thinks that Rif's raya number two is a good raya. He thinks the first raya is not a good raya, a second raya is a good raya. Now, next line. And anybody who can explain this to me, I'll carry his kelim to the Beis HaMerchatz after him, as the expression goes. Movila mane lebe masusa. Go ahead. So for the Baal Hamor, Rabbeinu Zrache HaLevi, for the Baal Hamor, there is no tekuma, his tshuvas. There is no, tshuva doesn't mean his answer. Tshuva means his kasha, like mesve. He says there's nothing, there's no way of establishing his, I mean, his questions are bad. Right? I don't know. Kibavadai, go ahead. So what's he responding to? I don't know what he's responding to. I know from the words that he's presenting here, it sounds like it's talking about Rabbeinu Ephraim's point number two. Rabbeinu Ephraim first gave the Ravid's refutation of the Rif, and then he goes to explain why the Gemara on Lamed Vav is not a kasha. Why having the Eidei Chasima is a tikkun. Right? The Rif said, not explicitly, but the Rif said, what good would the tikkun be if the Eidei Chasima are not testifying to the Mesira? Because they don't. So obviously you don't need Eidei Mesira. The Eidei Chasima are sufficient, says the Rif. But the Rabbeinu Ephraim says no, that the Eidei Chasima are not there to, in effect, buttress the Eidei Mesira. The Eidei Chasima are there to prevent the husband from claiming Ziyafta, that she was Mezayefes the Get. And what makes the get work? The answer is because there were Edim Isira. How do we know there were Edim Isira? Because she has the get. And everybody knows that when you give your wife a get, you have to have Edim Isira. That was Rabbeinu Ephraim's response. So when he talks about what he's saying here, this paragraph, this topic, that kibavata me tikuna olam, the maise sohade, kaimala aguna, takina the sagi the beide chasin, the skarshi basila chatrila, that's not in the Baal Hamor, that's in Rabbeinu Ephraim. Again, I don't know what exactly, he doesn't explain what exactly he's objecting to. Now, it is possible, one has to consider the possibility, oh, I don't know how much is likely to play out, is that the Ravid knew what the Baal Hamor held. And somehow, there's something more that's not in our Baal Hamor that the Ravid was aware of. The only reason I wonder, but I don't know the specifics of the history, but I don't get the sense that the Ravid and the Baal Hamor were in direct dialogue later. In other words, from that comment I mentioned earlier, that's not his. I mean, he plagiarized it was mine when we were younger, and it's wrong. So that type of a line suggests to me that the Ravid is reading the Baal Hamor. Obviously, they each have each other's stuff because they each write Hasagos and each other's stuff. I don't know what else the Baal Hamor has, but the Baal Hamor has Hasagos on the Ravid's Balei Hanefesh, on Hilchos Nida. So there are Hasagos of the Baal Hamor on that. He has a sefer, but I don't think it's that. I don't know what it refers to. The sefer Hatzava. I don't know what the Baal Hamor is in that. I don't know if those are responses to that. I'm not sure what they are. But they obviously see each other's work. So I don't know if there's something that the Ravid does, even though it doesn't sound like they're in dialogue anymore. It sounds like they're in, cross current monologue. I mean, that may result in some dialogue. It's always possible. But so I don't know if the Ravid knows something about the Baal Hamor that we don't know, that we don't have in our Baal Hamor. But what he's responding to here, at least, doesn't seem to be more than that paragraph in Rabbeinu Ephraim, not the Baal Hamor. Ephraim? Yeah, the only problem is, continue reading, and this is even more inexplicable. Go ahead, Nissen. So now he says, according to Rabbi Lassi, you require both. And not the way the Rif says it. The Rif says it, why does the Rif say you require both Edi Mitzir and Edi Chasima? Okay, fine. In other words, it's just to prevent something bad happening. Prevent if something happens to one of them. The Edi Mitzira die, go to the same, you have the Edi Chasima. If the Edi Chasima, they can't be Mekai in the signatures, so we have the Edi Mitzira. Right? The Baal Hamor, the right, it sounds like, no, according to Allah, you really need Edi Mitzira and Edi Chasima because of the Pasuk. Yes, Jonathan? So what do you want to say? You don't know where he sees.
Yeah.
Not where you know where I'm coming from.
Correct. I don't understand what Rabbi's saying.
Oh, you're almost there. No, it doesn't. It doesn't, probably. You're almost there. You asked the right question, Ryan. Yep. Comma troubles. There's no comma here. Probably, that may support what Ephraim was suggesting before. Mihu l'Rabbi Lazar boy edei mesira, comma, ve'edei chasima or midechsiv chasov asefer chasam edei dim. It's an awful piece of writing because the comma is not enough. The length. Look, Rishonim don't have commas, so they use. It's like when the Gemara uses the word atu, for example. Why does the Gemara use the word atu? The answer is because there's no punctuation in the Gemara. So atu is a punctuator. It tells you question. You have that all over the place. If you don't have, we take for granted punctuation. But think about it, right? This is, how does biblical Hebrew punctuate?
Reading traditions.
What?
Reading traditions.
You have a Heyash Shela. That might be the only punctuation you have in biblical Hebrew. Right? It's not a punctuation mark. The Hey says, whatever it's just Hey. I picked a bad Isha Chadiach Atavav Chadiach itself. Okay, that probably is Heah Shela, but it's funny, Nikot. But the point is that punctuation, we take for granted punctuation. I always tell you to steer away. There are a lot of cases, by the way, here. There's some bad paragraph breaks in this material. Nothing, I think, that's awfully, terribly, horribly confusing where they put in punctuation where they shouldn't have, but there are a few places where it's just bad. You can figure it out pretty quickly. I've had cases, and I always mention to the Shir, where the punctuation throws you off so much, it totally misleads you. So here, there's no punctuation, but I would have expected the Ravid to say, Mir le Rabbi Lazar boy ede mesira something. Aval edich avol would have been the better word. Aval edich ede chasima are from the pasuk, and there's that. In other words, lemanyam du yamim rabim, something like that, which is an idea that's going to come up. Yes, but, and he's authoring not as a tikkun olam, unless that is a tikkun olam, unless he's reading lemanyam du yamim rabim the way the Gemara reads in the Maskana in Bava Basra, which is Eitz HaTova Kamash Malon. That, and in effect, Eitz HaTova Kamash Malon is tikkun olam. Right. There are Leman Yamdu Yamim Rabim can be read in one of two ways. Either it's essential to the definition of the Shkar, or it's just a piece of good advice. Right. The generally good advice is to hang on to some of your, I mean, I know there's less paperwork than you used to have because now a lot of it's digital, but it's a good idea to scan your paper stuff that you get because you never know when you might actually need it. You know, the law requires certain things, like the IRS requires certain things, but it's a good Eitzah. It's a good Eitzah to save your correspondence. Sometimes it comes back to save you later. I've had such experiences. So the Rabbi might just be saying that because of Tikkun Olam, if the Edom die, she will be an Aguna. They allow, this is the problem. The second half I understand it, Brian. Mil Rab Lazar Boy Edim Isira Kama. So that you want to say that what that is saying is that on pei vavam and beis at the bottom, the answer is the edim mesira are the ikar. That's I think where you want to go with this, and that's why the Gemara asked. That's why Rav Yirmiyah initially says, "Oh, this mishnah is against Rabbi Elazar." But the problem is the previous line. This is the part I don't understand. The imay susade kaimele aguna takinu la desagila beedei chasima. I guess, no, that fits with it. In other words, really, Eidei Chasima Beikar. But they made a takana to allow her to rely upon just the Eidei Chasima. But really, you need Eidei Mesira. And the Eidei Chasima are only because of the Pasuk. L'man Yamdu Yamim Rabim. Fine. So that would maybe explain. Okay, so now we do. Now it's good. Now it's all good together. Right? They came to me with this question. Somebody came to me and asked me, I said, I have no idea what the Rabbi is talking about. So I told a friend, I said, listen, you're going to be happy now. Because you'll say, we learned well in Seder, and we realize that this Ravid is almost inexplicable. But I don't feel any good because I have to teach it, so I don't know what I'm going to say. So now, between two of you, figured it out. That might be what the Ravid is saying. What's only odd is when he talks about that they were, Netiglam, Be'im Maisi Sade Kaima La Aguna, Takinu La Desagila Be'ede Chasima. What does that mean? Desagila Be'ede Chasima Niskar Shabosh Gosu Hatrila. Yeah?
He's longer than the ref.
What's that?
He's longer than the ref. So it must be the medical advantage Eidei Chasima does work.
Well, that's the problem. Then what does it mean they were misaken that Sagila ba Eidei Chasima Niskar Shebo Shitras Chatrila? What do you mean, Sagila? It's good Medina. And if it's not good Medina, what kind of a takana is this? They have the power to make a not a good get a good get? The Rav is going to talk about, like, Tikkun Olam, we understand, is a practical issue. But the Rav, this is a practical, but the Rav is, the Tikkun Olam is not, let me sharpen it. Tikkun Olam is not that you're allowed to marry with first Eidei Chasima. Tikkun Olam is that we have Eidei Chasima sign in it. That's Ein Ha'edim Chosim Al Agen, the Tikkun Olam. And also, without the Tikkun Olam, the Edim just wouldn't bother to sign. But if the Edom did sign, and if you hold like the Rif, it's not a Tikkun Olam that you're allowed to rely upon them alone to remarry. Says who? Right? It doesn't say that anywhere in the Gemara, that what if you have Edom sign in the get? Again, obviously it can't say explicitly, because the Gemara is never explicit about Af Edom Mesira. But if you're thinking within the Rif Shita that either one is good, and it seems either one's good Medina, and you have to say either one is good Medina, because otherwise you're going to get into Akira Stavra Mina Torah problems of the Chachamim making a not good get Midaraisa into a good get. So according to the Rif, the tikkun was that even though Eidei Mesira is perfectly fine, we want people to sign in the get. And you can even say it the other way too. Even though Eidei Chasima alone are good, we'd like to have Eidei Mesira. But the tikkun ha'olam isn't to rely upon the Eidei Chasima when there's no Eidei Mesira. The tikkun ha'olam was to have Eidim sign in the get, so you have a belt and suspenders. So that's what's odd about the Ravid here, and then one of the next Hasagos also. He speaks about this as a takana to rely upon the Eidei Chasima, as opposed to a takana to have Eidei Chasima. That's what's so difficult about it. Is that clear? Yes? No? Anybody want to repeat that for me? I'm going to just say it one more time, and we'll move on. You probably got it, but you only know something when you can repeat it, truly. When we read the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, and the Gemara says that it's Rav Elazar Shita, and we're Eidei Mesira Karte, but sometimes the Eidei Mesira die, or they go away, and you don't have them, so we rely upon the Eidei Chasima. So I thought that meant that the Tikkun Olam, the Takana, was that the Eidim signed on the get. So that if there are no Eidei Mesira available, we will have the Eidei Chasima. But if somebody did sign Eidei Chasima on the get, I didn't think that there was a takana, according to the Rif, that either Eidei Mesira or Eidei Chasima are sufficient Medina, and each are required just because of belt and suspenders. There was no takana that if you only had Eidei Chasima and you didn't have Eidei Mesira, the woman could remarry with this. No, that's the din. That's the din. The takana was, make sure the Eidim sign them again as well. So that we have a backup. But the Ravid says, that you could say, by the way, the Ravid is not using takinu for the tikkun olam. He's just saying it separately. But mehecha teise, where did he come up with that? What takana is this that they allowed you to rely just upon the Eidei Chasima? If there were no Eidei Mesira, okay, you can rely. If she was divorced only with Eidei Chasima, she can be nisei lechatchila. Yeah, because it's good mikra din. And nobody ever passed it. Just as she can get married with the Eidei Mesira. If she got divorced with Eidei Mesira alone, she also can get married because the Eidei Chasima are not necessary Medina. It's just because of Tikkun Olam. That's what's so difficult to describe. This is the part that makes me think he's got something else he's thinking about, but he doesn't spell it out. Yes, Efrain.
Does it sound like he thinks the Rif holds that when he says that it's kosher with Eidei Chasima B'diavid, means that
No, he says, in other words, there are no Eidei Mesira. We know there are no Eidei Mesira. Not that we don't have them in front of here. It's sufficient just having Eidei Chasima. If she got divorced that way, that's sufficient for her to get remarried in the Chatchila. I don't think it means we don't have the Eidei Mesira. It means there are no Eidei Mesira. What I would say is that he seems to have read the Rif. When the Rif formulates the Lechatchila B'diabed, he says, but Lechatchila, you're not allowed to get married only with Eidei Chasima. You need Eidei Mesira too. But I think the Rif really holds it's bidirectional. In other words, the Rif starts out by saying, and Hani Milu, he says, Lo b'nei Chasima d'b'chad b'nai usagya, and lemiu hani mi the b'diavad inami d'shtachi eidei mesira psulin the lamina daish ishishi elahol v'ikei dechasima v'ikshen v'agei yotzitach hasyada gerushe ma'al ye'inun aval lechatchila b'inan eidei mesira v'hein ha'ikar shein eidem chosmin ala get on eitikon olam. I mean, it's like he sort of said, I see where he's getting it from in the Rif, but the reality in the Rif, it's still, he goes, and then goes on to quote, maybe we just didn't do a good enough job. Right, no, but he says, the Avad Gita, Kaimei Eidei Mesira. The Maisei Eidei Mesira, Kaimei Eidei Chasima. He says it both ways. We did do a good enough job in the Rif. Right, and as the Rif says it both ways, it's belt and suspenders. Which is more lechatchila, a belt or suspenders? What's that? I think so. I think so. There was a time when the suspenders were in. I was once fashionable years ago. I had suspenders, but you did not put on a belt when you wore the.
They weren't called suspenders. We had a different term. Braces, which is a term. So they called them, I think.
You guys weren't even born. I'm just telling you, you weren't even born. I remember. Okay. So it's, I think it's Clifton. I don't know what the right what he's both again. What would it mean to say that Edom is Sira Ikar? If the I meant, Fran, you asked you no, who asked me this question?
Was you guys about Lechatchila B'Di'evad?
The Rush, I don't know if I mentioned this in Shir, I think I point to you in the Beis Medrash. The Rush, in his critique, again, I think he's misreading the Rif. But the Rush, who is a, does a very nice job of presenting Torah Ashkenaz here, not a surprise. The Rush writes, Uladivrei Rav Alphas lo yadanas ma'ikar v'tofel shayich b'midi da'oraisa. How can you say that one is the Ikar, and then one is the Tofel, that's his Rif to use that word, by a din d'oraisa. Kegevan d'sagi be'edei chasima o be'edei mesira, amai be'ina lechatchila be'edei mesira, v'lama hain Ikar yosem be'edei chasima.
So I would argue that the Rif doesn't really say that. He does say that initially, but when he presents his reasoning, he just says, I mean, his reasoning contradicts when he says the Edei Mesira are the Ikar.
But he says, so I see where the writing is coming from, but then the rift is an inherent tension. I don't know. Okay, but that's that paragraph. That's the hardest paragraph, I think, in the writing. Continue. One more paragraph, please. The ode. So the way the Ravid understands all the Mizrach Mitocho Gemaras is the fear is that we're going to allow you to rely upon, you'll rely upon just those Edom. So, and those Edom are Psulim. So the Ravid says that must mean that Edei Chasima are also Karti according to Rav Elazar without Edei Nesira. Why? The East Al-Kadaita. He had to get that in there. For too low meaning. So the Ravid says, at least seemingly on the surface, very compelling, that why would we care about Mesirat Bitocho if you always need Edom Mesira? You can't rely upon two Edom Sheir without Edom Mesira. So why would you think somebody is going to rely upon these Ifi Edom? Even if they thought they were Kosher Edom, they're still going to have Edom Mesira. It's all going to be good.
Now, one of the questions which I don't know that there's any clarity that can be achieved is Mezirat Mitocho only a Psul Rabbanan? I think that pretty much everybody, with the exception of the Gaon who comments on this, has got to hold that Mezirat Mitocho is the Rabbanan. I mean, I think. That's a question, whether the Rabbeinu Ephraim agrees with that. But they hold Mezirat Mitocho. This goes back to I mentioned this in Mikias.
It seems pretty clear from Rashi and Tosfos, Mezirat Mitocho is only Psul Rabbanan. And what's the Ramban's approach to Mezirat Mitocho? And if anybody saw it, it's pretty straightforward. He's not the only one who says it. The Ran says it also. In order for Mezirat Mitocho to disqualify, what has to be the case? It has to be Ein Psulo Nikar. It has to be not totally obvious. Something that's totally obvious is not considered Mezirat Mitocho for these purposes because nobody's going to make the mistake. Right? The Ramban says the following. Supposing we have two gittin written on one piece of paper. It's kind of mind-boggling that the scenarios the Mishnah describes. It's like, crazies, you're dealing with Mamzerus here, can't you just spare a second piece of paper, please? Or, even better, at least have Edom sign both on, you know.
Imagine you have two gittin, you know, back, you know, one written this way, one written this way, and you have Edom sign on one of the two. Everybody knows that that one of them isn't good. Doesn't take a genius to realize that. So the Ramban says that's not called Mezirat Mitocho, and if you give it with Edei Mesira, it's good, because not Mezirat Mitocho. So that is the shita of the Rif, of the Ramban, of Rashi, of Tosus. Most of the Rishonim, I think, hold that way. The Raivin. Mezif Litocho is Hashash to Rabbanon only if it's going to mislead people. So the Raivin says, if Eide Hasima were Lomala Velomorid, according to Rav Elazar, why would he ever care about Mezif Litocho? Right? The question is what the Gaon holds. Does the Gaon think that people will come to rely upon Eidecha because all of a sudden they forgot the Pasuk and Parsha Shoftim? Or does the Gaon think that Mezif Mitocho is something different? That a ishtar that is written, that sometimes once you go to be machten and edim in it, it now has to be done properly, otherwise it inherently passes the shtar. Right? There is the possibility should be considered. The Gaon holds that the din Mezif Mitocho is a psul daraisa. It means, in other words, a shtar could be one of two tracks. It's a shtar that's relying upon Eide Mesira, or a shtar that's relying upon Eide, would have Eide Chasima. And if you, not within Rav Elazar in the risk position, but one Eid written in the shtar is a shtar puzzle. No Eid in the shtar is a shtar that's pregnant with possibility. I know you're going to tell me that one Eid in the shtar, you could sign another Eid too. But since Eidim Chosn al Get, al Zev Fnezeh, it's not. But then you're going to say to me, yeah, but that's only in the Rabbanon. I'm going to say to you, no, but it doesn't matter. Because since the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to do that, this get is worthless. Its market value is zero. Agreed? I could go back and forth. I'm not done yet, but I'm done for now. Okay. So, I don't know. It really needs to be considered what the Gaon sheet is of Mezif Mitocho. But the Raivid says, Mezif Mitocho is a chashash. Someone's going to make a mistake. If no dolt could possibly make a mistake here, because everybody knows, you need a day Mesira in order for a get to be good. So who cares? You could have Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck sign in the get, and it doesn't make a difference. Ducks and mice are psulim la'itus, in case you were wondering. Okay. Fine. All right. So basically the Raivid says three things so far. He says that the Rif's first Raya is not a good Raya, because you could read the Mishnah, Tanakam is Rabbi Meir, and Rav is just explaining Tanakam's position, but Leilo Sirile. Because for Rav, you would just say you just need Eidei Mesira. Possibility two. Now, by the way, according to the Raivid, sof, Rav would be halacha lemaisa. In other words, since the Raivid himself ultimately does agree, he disagrees with Beit Efrayim, he agrees with the Rav that at Eidei Mesira karte, it turns out lemaisa, Rav is saying halacha lemaisa. Right? Rav is saying, okay, and if you decide to go down the Eidei Chasima track, ksav sof for Eidei Pasul. But from the Mishnah, from Rav's statement alone, you don't know that af eidei mesira karte. It could be that dafke eidei mesira karte, and Rav was just commenting with Rabbi Meir. As it turns out, for the Raivid, not for Rabbeinu Ephraim, for the Raivid, Rav both says, like Rav Elazar, and he says, ksav sofer eid is possible. Meaning, like the Rif says, just not accepting the Rif's proof. Right? When reading what?
It sounds like he's saying, b'di'evit, there's a hashash deraisa that it's in Mesula. That's how he's taking out the Mitocho in the
Adam. No, I understand. But the Ramban is talking within, he's accepting the Raivid's point. Right? He said, I understand the Hashash. No, the Raivid's whole point is that if only Eidei Mesira were good, and I think the Rabban agrees with this, if only Eidei Mesira were good, there would never be a concern that you would make a mistake, because what would you do? I won't give with Eidei Mesira. Even if Moshe Rabbeinu and Kalei Ben Yefuna signed on the get, you would still know you have to give it with Eidei Mesira. So who cares who signs on it? All right, let's wait till we get to the Rabban. I know maybe I'll spend a little time, but okay. Fine. Okay, now let's take a look at. I'll read. There are two more sagos to the Raivid. I don't know if we'll get through both of them now, but. All right, so the Raivid quotes the Rabbeinu Ephraim and his explanation
of the sugya and lamed vav of Eidim Chosam Meitikun Olam. You have this. Do everybody have this right? By the way. Look in the very on the columns on the right. Does are they not printed at all editions? What's the Yoni? Do you have? You had, but you don't.
I don't think I
do. Okay. No, no, no. You know, scoot over. Scoot over to him. Scoot over to him. Shimmy, or to him. I don't care. I know. I'm not trying to play favorites here. Okay, so I'll read, you know, if there were 2 minutes left, I would stop. Okay, here we go. So the first Ravid, this is the Aleph in the, or the letter, whatever it is, in the Rain of Frying part of the Balamor. Where Amar Avram, I'm going to skip the reading part, the citation part. Amar Avram, Divrei HaRav Hazeh, Rain of Frying, Lo Nishavru. The Rav Ali the Rabbanu Kamar Valeilu Sfir, because of course the Rabbi he agrees with that. Aval Masha Hichshala Rif Salman Amishna Sheina Edim Chosum Again Ame Tikun Olam. My Terutze. It's not really a kasha against the Rif, but the Rabbi Nofran has to defend this position. What's he talking about? Says the Rabbi. Imaisi Edim O Azlin Dina Siam Hechi Mishkarya Hach Itata I Asi Balv Ma'arav Amar Lo Nasati Labi Edim. Even if you get the kiyum on the edi chasima, the sahade lav klumi. Those witnesses mean nothing. Vafilu chasum and alav esrim ushlosha makiyum chasima. I love that expression. Even if you have a based in the 23 who all sign off on the signature, nonetheless, beinan ede misira v'lo mahanya chakira sa'edim lahaynosa v'lo midi. You're very clever. Edim anasar chasum chasim. Fine. We agree. The husband authorized the writing of this get. That tells you absolutely nothing whether he gave it over in front of Edim and if he challenges it. The inu lo misade ela masha kosev beget. All the edim chasim has tell you what's written in the get. Aval hanasina milsach risihi. The inu lo yadi beklal. They know nothing about it. Al shmamina shakach hoisa hatakana. She'im niskar she'be edi chasima she'tinase lechatchila ulechatchila mia be'inen edi mesira kichen aravzal moda.
It's clear what he's saying in that previous paragraph. What Jonathan was suggesting, you know, recognizing the pasuk is only about the edi chasima. It's a takana. It's required. And Ephraim's suggestion of putting in the comma. Okay, that we understand. And now, again, this is very difficult. Ve'efshar lomar. Shelo haisa hatakana l'Rabbi Elazar ela begitin v'nei takana sagunos. Aval bishtaros la'olam be'inan edei mesira v'sagi lei bohen. So this is kind of wild. He thinks that maybe for Rabbi Elazar, and again this just reinforces that point, for Rabbi Elazar, by shar shtaros, edei chasima alone are not acceptable. You need edei mesira. So this is wild. One of the things the Ramban would like to avoid, and the Ran would like to avoid, and everybody would like to avoid, actually, everybody, is you don't want to have someone who says that really Medina, you need Eide Mesira works by Gittin, and Eide Chasima works by Mamanos, and not vice versa. People want to avoid that because it seems to be inconceivable that you believe what makes a star in one arena is totally different than what makes a star in another arena. But here, the Ravid is suggesting, according to Rabbi Lazar, Eide Chasima work by Gittin, but it doesn't work by Shar Shtaros. I mean, that's pretty wild, because that means you're talking Doraisa here.
V'ein halacha kamoso kla b'shtaros, ki chen kasafti basa gosai b'rayos b'rus. We certainly don't paskin like him by shtaros. I mean, yes. I mean, what you wrote is that we don't paskin like him for shtari raya.
You did hold you held like you paskin for shtari kinyan.
May ata lefid arkenu hitzalnu es haravzal mikol hakushos. We have saved them from all the questions. Amdu dvarav kahogen.
They said is correct, and then he's got more. V'raya od l'divrei Harazal mimay daminim herkama moed reblazim mizrich b'tochol shupasol v'shemos mafakim shavayim pligrim shumer rabbanon igazrin atush enim hakim. Olo the time who mishum the hanach kulo dum asin the mismach al edei chasima the psi lady isal kadai kach leslin the rabbi lazar edei chasima klal hashte be'edim ksherim lo samchina b'edei b'sira be'edim sulim samchinam and l'shmamina isle rabbi lazar ki asfar daminim shmamina.
Okay, that we saw this. This is the raya. The last raya he brought in the first hasaga we looked at.
Finally, he says, the old Mayase Harav Efrati, Rabbi Ephraim, the master the Ksubas Chasanim, the Sever Rebbe Bo, Lachshuri Betufsa the Safra, the Chad Sada. This is the Gemara Pechasam and Aleph. He wanted to be Machshir a Ksuba that had the Ksava the Sofer and the Eid Echad. Rabbi Yirmi Atzrachua Lachsam Yada the Safra. He required Chasam Sofer to aid. Vahanu Vada Halachalamai Sahavu, Mayri Tarvayu. And those they're working halacha lemaisa in that gemara. Ubelo edim esira. There were no edim esira here. There, the ihavu edim esira afilu betufse the safra have a machshir like Rabbi Lazar of a chasam sofer eid miu achshiruha. So this is a little bit difficult raya. Why is it a difficult raya? He's saying there must have been edim esira, and there must have not been edim esira because otherwise, of course, they would have been machshir. And you see that had it not been chasam sofer be'ed, but you require chasam sofer be'ed. Everybody agreed. So you see, you don't need any Masira. There's only one problem. That's Sharshtaros. Right? You just finished saying a paragraph ago that maybe for Rabbi Lazar, it doesn't work. Well, I forget that. Maybe they don't hold like Rabbi Lazar by Sharshtaros. You'll answer the question for me tomorrow. Then we will go on to the last Hasag of the Raivit, and then on to first the Sefer HaSchos and to the Mohamos.